Ajam Yasum Yasikot Yushabai. Tvam, your lordship, asya of this world, lokasya, especially of this Martya Loka, the planet Earth. Vibho, O Supreme, Rirakshishuhu, desiring protection from the disturbance of the Asuras. Grihe, in this house. Avatirna Asi, have now appeared. Mama, my. Akila Ishvara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation. Rajanya Samgya Asura Koti Yuta Pai, with millions of demons and their followers in the roles of politicians and kings. Nirvyu Yamanaha, which are moving here and there all over the world. Nihanishyase, will kill. Chamuhu, the armies, paraphernalia, soldiers, and retinues. Translation. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers, but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashayana chaduskratam. To protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political power. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatara. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name, Nama Rupa. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one Asura defeats another Asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narsingadev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his Asuric father. Because of such Asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name throughout this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many Asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis, and incarnations. And they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnabhaya Krishna Vrishtaya Putale Shrimati Bhakti Vananta Swaminita Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pashtiri Shatarine Vancha Kalpatru Vishcha Kvipasan Hilvirja Paritanam Parvanebhyo Vaishnavibhi Namanamaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse is spoken by Vasudev to the answer of Krishna, and that was given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in a commentary to this, where Krishna says to Vasudev, now that I have appeared, what shall I do? So Krishna answers that the reason you have appeared is to protect the devotees and to get rid of all the demons. And to protect the devotees is, as Srila Prabhupada explains, the innocent religious devotees. And Srila Kavi Kanapur has split that in even two more things. Engage the self-satisfied devotees, self-satisfied sages in devotional service, and to please the devotees with sweet pastimes. So there's a very sweet verse in the Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 19, which that the translation is, we never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish of hearing His pastimes at every moment. So, Bhagavatam class should not be just a chore to come, that I have to come here and sit here through a half hour and finally I can get out of here. But we should have a taste for hearing the Bhagavatam, and to develop a taste for hearing the Bhagavatam, we also have to regularly read the Srimad Bhagavatam by ourselves, and that way we can take advantage of the narrations of Krishna's activities, and by constantly hearing the narrations about Krishna, we can actually associate with Him. So yesterday we heard the question that how will Krishna incarnate Himself at this time? And one was the Hare Krishna mantra, and the other one is the incarnation, the literary incarnation of the Bhagavatam. So by regularly chanting Hare Krishna and hearing the Bhagavatam, we are directly associating with Krishna Himself. And all that is actually through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because nobody can approach Krishna without going through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who established this chanting of Hare Krishna. And this chanting, which we will have for the next wonderful chanting, that which obviously we have the result already, the rains have come. And unfortunately, that we have so many wonderful chanters, but very few come in the morning to share their realizations with us. And but obviously, the chanting of Hare Krishna gives a great amount of pleasure, otherwise so many people wouldn't look forward to it. And the chanting is, what is where do we get the pleasure from by chanting? We get the pleasure by hearing the holy name. Because when we sit down, and one of the pleasures comes from the musical talents of the singer, but musical talents will only get so far. But when the congregational chanting, when everybody hears the holy name, then they the holy name pierces through the ear and goes into the heart. And but many times we hear devotees say, how come I cannot get the same pleasure when I chant my japa? I have so great pleasure in the chanting with everybody, but when I chant my japa, I don't get the same pleasure. But the reason is that we are not hearing the holy name. We are always chanting, our mind is somewhere else. And last year, Janani Vas Prabhu gave a wonderful class in Mayapur on this particular subject. And normally he's very soft-spoken, but he was very emphasizing that why don't we chant the holy name by hearing, by giving 2 hours to listening to the chanting. And so many devotees came forward and gave many questions and said, well, this will help me, that will help me, and when I do this, this will help me. Then his answer again and again was, no, please listen to the holy name, just chant. Just do it for 2 hours the way Srila Prabhupada has recommended it, and then the rest of the hours you chant however you think is the best way for you to chant. So, and the experience is that if we are chanting and listening to the holy name, and just listening as we are chanting, then we will get the same pleasure as we get in congregational chanting, and our chanting will be so much more enthusiastic. And yesterday there was another, there was some more color, we had some color descriptions, and I found some other colors, which the garland of Krishna has many colors. And sometimes, and the colors also, the white is described as Shantarasa, the Dasya Rasa is as multicolored, the Sakya Rasa is the orange, the Vatsalya Rasa is the crimson color, and the Madhurya Rasa is Sham color. So whenever we see the garland of Krishna, then we can see so many different colors and meditate on these different things. Here is another point that Srila Prabhupada explains, that the Asuric rulers and the politicians, and that comes to my mind that sometimes here, even in New Ramanreti, we will hear some devotees describe the Democratic Party is so favorable. Somebody else will describe that the Republican Party is so favorable. But basically, what they're saying is that Democrats are good for my pocket, and somebody else will say the Republicans, they are good for my pocket. So we're always basing the these political talks, these are based on my personal desires, on my results of sense gratification. But Srila Prabhupada has called them the Asuric fathers, the ruling politicians. And in another lecture, he describes the government different from a pickpocket. A pickpocket, by dint of his expert thievery, he somehow manages to take some money from you. But the rulers, the government rulers, he explains, they are actually simply robbers. They say, give me your money or I will kill you. So why are we discussing, so many people are discussing the political benefits of this or that, when it is simply a waste of time and you have no, there's no benefit. Nobody is given a benefit. The only benefit for them is they are simply maneuvering to get as much money for themselves. And the only hope is for you to get out of this material world. And then in the first canto of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that you are destined for a certain amount of material happiness, and by no amount of personal endeavor can you change that. So, and oh yeah, I wanted to say something about, there's another description that when we chant the holy name and we chant it without paying full attention, then actually it is like a form of impersonalism, because the holy name is formless to the neophyte devotee. But the holy name becomes a transcendental form to the expert servitor. So therefore, it is very important that we have this service attitude. And we are all in Lord Chaitanya's movement. Nobody here is in Krishna's movement. Everybody, all of this knowledge about Krishna is simply by Lord Chaitanya's movement, and the highest one can go in Gauranga's pastimes is service relationship. So we have to perfect our service relationship before we can think of other relationships, because sometimes we hear so many people have a serious discussion on the different levels of rasa they are thinking they're on, and speculating on the rasas of others. But unless we perfect our dasya ras, there's no question of any other transcendental relationship. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes.
I just was struck so much by this one line in his purport. The part about, by hook or crook, they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security. I mean, this is written 30 years ago. And it's, you know...
Longer, 30, right? Longer.
30, 34.
The first...
This is at the end.
The purport? Oh, yeah, at the end, sorry.
Yeah. About 77, he's writing. So, but that's so pertinent to today. It's how Prabhupada's words, they never get stale. They're right on the button today. If someone reads this today, it's like a light bulb will go off. That's exactly what they do.
Yes.
On the plea of national security, they're harassing everybody.
Yes.
Terrorism, anti-terrorism.
Yes.
Junk the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, you know, take all your money.
Yes.
I just wanted to call attention to that.
Thank you very much.
What you said about the garlands, the colors.
The colors of Krishna's garland are described. The white is Shantaras, multicolored is Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras is orange, Vatsalya Ras is crimson, and Maturya Ras is Sham color. And also, just the personalities who are in charge of these rasas during Gauranga's pastimes, is Ishwarapuri is in charge of Sringara Ras. or Maturya Ras. Advaita Acharya is the personification of Dasya and Sakya Ras. And Sri Rangapuri is in the personification and charge of Vatsalya Ras.
What book did they come from?
What book does that come from? That comes from Gopal Champur. Yeah?
Who's the author?
I'm sorry?
The author.
The author? Srila Jiva Goswami? You approve? Any question? Any more questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. What an ecstatic verse for Portland class. Thank you. I was wondering how it is that it speaks about how the Hare Krishna movement will rectify the situation of the political demons, etc. Like Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narasimha Dev when Prahlad was put into danger. So similarly, various devotees are concerned about, you know, the safety of their families and the people that they care about. And there's so much turmoil going on in the world about the political situation and the economic situation and the security situation. So how is it that we can engage in Sankirtan and perform our services without, how can we interface with that disturbance in society such that we can convince them that Krishna consciousness is the solution as opposed to railing against the powers that be?
I'm a little lost with your question. Can you just...
Effectively, how does it translate in practical terms? How can we act in our lives and how can we engage in kirtan in such a way that would lend itself to convince others through observation that we're exempt from the troubles that they're fighting against, that they can take to Krishna consciousness and similarly become transcendental to the difficulties that are being imposed upon them by the governments?
Pure chanting through pure living. If they see you living what you're chanting, then they are inspired. And then how will the politicians be sorted out? Krishna sorts these things out. Just what did Prahlad Maharaj do? He just did his devotional service, and then the Shingadev come and takes care of the rest. I don't think we can do so many things, but we can do what we can control, which is to chant Hare Krishna and live a pure life. Any other questions, comments?
Srila Prabhupada never said we are doing kirtan to protect public.
No.
Very clear statement he made. He said, Srila Prabhupada was, it's in the Vedavas also one letter. He said, when we are doing kirtan, we are trying to invite Lord Krishna to come in our heart, in our presence, so that everybody will be benefited. So when we are singing, chanting, we are only the submissive servant we are playing. Also another comment that Srila Prabhupada, I found at least many in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada brings there is a two reasons why the souls are suffering. First is the misuse of free will, then causing them to bahirmukh. And then he quoted that verse. So long, even while I'm chanting, even though, yes, I agree with you, to hear the holy name Prabhupada did say that. But Prabhupada points, this is the two reasons, that service attitude, we are eternal servant, even I'm chanting, the service attitude, I'm serving the Prabhu. Just like you said, Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga, without serving, being identified as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, there is no further speculation on the rasa. It will automatically will happen. So service attitude, singing or doing any seva, is the key. And this is what I find Srila Prabhupada again and again he repeats.
Yes, Prabhupada?
Shalat prayer that says that when it's basically saying Naisha Paravarangatir Bhavadon Nosya Jantur Surajoja Gadastatapi, some say they also that according to your service, devotional service is just like a desire tree, Surataror, and it gives prasad, mercy, only according to whatever service you do. That Krishna himself is neutral. Na paravara tvam, naisha paravara. Twice it says paravara. So he's not favorable to those who are lower or higher. So therefore, Prabhupada said, no one can become envious. If someone is advancing, it's just because they're doing more service. Seva anurupam, according to their seva, anurupam. Na paravara tvam. Again, emphasized twice in that verse. Avara, that high and low. First line and last line. It's 7th canon, 9th chapter, verse, I forgot, but one of the verses. Probably 27 or something like that. I'm not sure.
You know, the job has the one Ross actually supersedes all the misconception of anybody thinking of their Ross or anything. He says, Kuno Bhagya Kuno Jive Swadda Judi Hai, Tabe Se Jive Dashara Se Goranga Bhaja. Dasya Puribhakya Jave Jive Ridaye, Shri Madhur Rasude Murti Manai. Se samaya bhajaniya tatta gauri hari, Prajarase Dubai Prajahari. If somebody wants to understand what Mahaprabhu is, he has to be fortunate by the association of pure devotees. When he becomes fortunate, he engages in the Dasya Ras of Mahaprabhu, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, distributing books, all this. When Dasya Ras becomes mature, he doesn't have to do anything. Mahaprabhu will arrange, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he will arrange for that devotee to take him to the Brajadham and manifest himself as a Radha Krishna, because he is himself Radha Krishna. And he will give three benedictions. One, he will enter in Brajadham, he will get his eternal association, service, loving service, and then he will eternally live there with him. This is very true. Thank you. Okay. So I'll quote it. Ishvata Bikashi Puna Dekhai Nija Rupa Guna Chitta Hari Loi Brajapas. The power of holy name. How much? When I'm developing real within my heart, real intensity to serve, but always under Guru's guidance, not myself seeing alone serving with Krishna. This is dangerous. There's a little clue also Prabhupada says. Never disciple thing. you don't come to the temple to see the deities, you come to the temple for the deities to see you. And when somebody, and he describes several things similar to this. And also he said, when somebody came to him and said, can you show me God? He used to say that, no, you should act in such a way that God will want to see you. His classic response. But the whole attitude was that, he describes the seer and the seen. So we are to be seen by Krishna. We are to be serve Krishna. Now everything is for Krishna and nothing is for us.
And I want to add to the, in the kirtan, many times devotees think when they are chanting to get everybody fired up, they have to do some activity. They have to bring a little bit of rajagun. We gotta pam pam pam. We gotta, you know, jack it up. We gotta really to get everybody fired up. But if you just let the holy name take over and let Krishna do his thing and let Krishna enter the hearts, then will everybody's happy and dancing and let Krishna. The music is only to support Krishna, not to control Krishna.
Worshipping Lord Sri Krishna without Srimati Radhika, he said two things, not proper and not complete. Not proper, not complete. Just chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without hearing about Krishna's glory is not complete, is not proper. Just like this translation. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also said, now if you analytically study, we need to have a little time. Don't mind. This is a very good. What asset do I have to approach Adakshaja, who is beyond the senses? What do I have? Well, I have six things. Lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, I can say, my old age is coming. That's all I have. But this will pass through anyway. What do I have? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur will give this logic that my eye is a product of Rajagun. My seeing perception is product of Sattva-guru. Seeing object is a product of Tamo-guru. What do I have capacity? So he quoted, Krishna's darshan can be obtained only by the medium of ear, as one hears from the lips of a
You have to see Krishna no through other. The ears. You have to see Krishna through the ears.
Chanting Hare Krishna is not a performance. We're not trying to impress anyone by doing kirtan. Like Prabhuji said, you know, we're trying to invite Krishna to appear in our hearts. And for this to happen, you know, the doors of the heart have to be open. And how do we do that? It's by avoiding the 10 offenses, by being very attentive, by listening to the mantra. It's always Shravanam, then Kirtanam. You know, we have to listen first. Sometimes we chant, you know, the mantra is going in and coming out through the other ear. It's not really going in. It has to go in the heart and then come back out through the mouth. So that attention has to be there, the focus the mind, the nature of the mind is to always, you know, find the easy way out. You know, even when, while we're sitting down in kirtan. You know, the mind is, you know, thinking of pizza, ice cream, or, you know, nice beach. Right, that's the nature of the mind. But when we're doing kirtan, it's very serious. You know, this is the, you know, it's, we have a missing link of kirtan is that connection. You know, when we're trying to make a phone call and if the phone line is not good, then we're not gonna, you know, get to that person that we're trying to reach. So the same thing, we're trying to make a phone call to Krishna by really appealing with, you know, love and, you know, the feeling of being of having, you know, nothing of value, of being destitute. So if those feelings are there, then that connection can be made, especially for kirtan. You know, Ayendra Prabhu, once one of the second generations, one of the Gurukulis asked Ayendra Prabhu, said, well, japa is not the yuga dharma, kirtan is the yuga dharma. And Ayendra Prabhu got really furious. He said, I chant more than 100 rounds. That was, you know, maybe a year. Two before Ayendra Prabhu passed away, he was chanting, you know, more than 100 rounds. And he said, I'm chanting 100 rounds. That's why my kirtans are powerful. And you can't even chant 16 rounds. So what do you think your kirtans are going to be like? So japa and kirtan, they go hand in hand. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to mention something very interesting that we have experienced in different temples, different countries of the world, is some melodies are a bit intricate, and so many times when devotees respond, instead of chanting two Hare's or two Krishnas, they sing three Hare's or three Krishnas. It's like a mass illusion. Some of the melodies, because it goes a bit long, like longer, and maybe Hare Hare, Hare Hare, something like that, and they just go Hare Hare Hare. It's really weird. So the hearing is not there. It's like a whole temple room, 500,000 devotees, everybody, three Hare's at the end. It's very strange. And again, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, it's easy. With certain melodies, it's very easy. And just recently, we were in Rishikesh with Govinda Maharaj, and he was singing one particular melody, and these girls were sitting around me, and they were saying, again, three Hare's at the end. That's it, it's only two Hare's. But then they were Russians, so I think they didn't understand me very much. So some of them got it, and some of them just kept singing three Hare's. It's very easy to, we don't hear, it's so easy not to hear. It's very easy not to hear, actually. I just wanted to mention that, because there was so much emphasis on hearing, and I was just trying to mention how it's easy not to hear.
She said that some Matajis sing three Haris on the end, because they're more into the melodies than into hearing the holy name.
Not only the Matajis, though.
Maybe some melodies. Sorry, 500 more devotees, not Matajis, sorry. The purpose is sense enjoyment. Sorry, I don't know what. They are getting into the music more through the melodies, and they think they're singing three Haris on the end instead of two. Her point is that they are not listening to the holy name. mind. It's more of a social or religious activity than a spiritual activity. Spiritual activity starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. Social religious life starts at 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm not saying that. Srila Prabhupada's saying that. Start the Bhagavatam 1.1 and go all the way. You will find. That's it? All Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.